You know, Marin, last time we did Sound Falls, you took us through a nice walk through town, through beautiful downtown Carnation and environs, down the trail, talked about some restaurants and coffee shops in town, and we got to see some of the agrarian ambience of the area. But you know what? It's kind of cold, kind of rainy, kind of dark now. Let's go. Let's drive to the show, huh? You actually tried to start the car, right? Okay, that really sounded awful. I don't know what's quite up with that. I'll tell you what, we need to get to the loft on time to do the show, and if the car doesn't start, we're not going to make it. We have a lot of stuff to load, and we have to unload the car and unload it again, put the other wires in there, et cetera, et cetera. What are we going to do?
I've got an idea. Just give me 1 second.
Who you calling?
Shh, it's ringing. Hello, this is Car Talk. What's your problem?
Wait, let's narrow that down. What's your car problem? If we listen to all your problems, we could be here all night.
We're calling from Carnation. We tried to start our car, and it made a really funny sound.
Carnation?
We're in a hurry.
Carnation? That sounds like our kind of place. Any garages for sale? Maybe we could relocate there?
Relocate? Well, you know... That'd be great. I can go into real estate, estimates and all that kind of thing, and how much money down, how many years possible, and interest rates currently are low, and et cetera, but we don't have time for that.
Yeah, we have to get
to the show. We have to drive there. We have to get there really quickly. We have to get to the Carnation Tree Farm for Sound Falls.
Okay. Was the sound your car made like this?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, honey? No, sounded more like what? Like,
No. It sounded like this. Okay, I know what you gotta do. You gotta take your car to the dealer, then you gotta have him pull the engine, regrind the calipers, flush the injectors, and then after that...
So that's the dealer I got it from. I don't know what's going on with this car, but, you know, we don't have, but look, we're in Carnation. I know it sounds like there's a car here, but that's where actually milk is from. The Carnation Milk Company was here at one point. We don't have a car. We have to get there.
Okay, then just remove the left front tire, look for the crank, and crank it to the right.
That's too complicated. Can I just try this super secret my mother taught me when you need to get something moving?
Sure, try anything, whatever. Try it again. That was good. What was that all about?
My mother always taught me then that just once, when you need to get something or someone moving, you only have one chance to surprise it or him or her and give them a good swift kick in the rear end.
It?
I should've listened to my mother. Well, good luck tonight.
I should have listened to my mother. Hey, wait, we have the same mother. Let's get her. Go see her. Come on, let's go.
Wow. Well, that was kind of stressful, actually. Let's you know what? Let's put on some classical music to relax. How about that?
This is KVLY Classical Radio for the Snoqualmie Valley, presenting the Riverview Orchestra Club, conducted by Maestra Darlene Rose. Performing the final movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, also known as Ode to Joy. Maestra Rose steps up to the podium, raises her baton.
Thank you.
Wow, you know, that was really nice. Thank you. That was great. I don't thank the radio very often, but that was really nice. Well, you know, there's a lot of talent out here in Carnation.
How about a football game? Let's turn a football game on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's ramp it up. We've got quite a drive through Carnation to get there.
Back to the action. 4 seconds left here in the end of the first half with Skyline on top of Cedar Crest. 10-7. Cedar Crest has the ball placed at the 3-yard line, and it appears they're going to be taking a drive for a touchdown to try to take the lead heading into halftime. All right. Brashears under center. Looking. Takes the snap. Looking. Looking. Back of the end zone. Throws. Touchdown, Cedar Crest! Steinke hauling in Brashears' pass in the back of the end zone, and Cedar Crest will take the lead at the end of the first half. And now a message from our sponsor. Sales begin the day after Thanksgiving and every weekend until Christmas. Come early for the best selection.
I'm getting a tree. That's going to be great. Now let's catch a bit of news.
Now we've got the Carnation traffic update. 14 motorcycles parked outside of Pete's Grill. 2 cars are waiting to make a left turn from Entwistle. There's a group of about 6 that have just left Ixtapa and are waiting to cross the street. And over at the post office, we've got three cars at the post office. And now with weather, here's Wendy.
Turning to the weather today, overcast with chance of showers, highs in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the 40s. Monday, chance of showers, highs in the 40s. Tuesday, chance of showers. Wednesday, rain likely. Thursday, mostly cloudy, rain.
You know, I think I'm spotting a trend here. Friday, rain or sun?
I don't need to hear the weather again until May.
All right, change the dial.
It's Tolt River Radio for the Snoqualmie Valley, bringing you the hottest hits from the summer. This is still our number one most requested song, Carnation Girls, on Tolt River Radio.
I know a place where the trees are really greener. It hasn't been warm for a while because of all this freezing water. You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to our organic vegetables. Get your umbrellas out and watch the rain fall down. Carnation girls were unforgettable. Winter coats all year long. Big grassy fields with cows that moo to this song. Whoa.
Sound Falls, Sound Falls, Sound Falls. Join us tonight at 7 for an evening of live music, dancing, and mayhem. Discover the creative performer in you tonight, live from the Carnation Tree Farm.
In the
Here, let's park the car.
Whoa, we're on. We got her on the air. Air.
Welcome to Sound Falls, everyone. This is a great crowd. I'm glad we have a barn now. You know, it used to be at Miller's that was a lot smaller than this. And you're all keeping each other warm, right? Even if you don't know the person, you can maybe move over a little bit, you know. Make yourself at home. If you get real cold, you could go upstairs. There's a nice warm loft and some couches, and there's a restroom up there. Be really nice with the facilities, please. Take your time and read the directions.
I think the whole show is going to be a warm-up, basically. Yeah.
Oh, he always surprises me. Okay, so there's food back there, not just for intermission. Food keeps you warm. There's also you'll see the flute. The chimney that actually produces a lot of heat, so you can go warm your hands on that if you want. And there's a little place where you can put in 25 cents just for the fee. Just kidding. I would like to give another big round of applause to the Riverview Orchestra Club. So Darlene Rose is amazing. She and I we've been practicing together, and she's a true professional, and I'm so glad to have her here. Will you tell us a little bit more, just briefly about your group one more time?
Oh, we're a before school orchestra club. They come for fun, and we've been trying to perform a lot this year. This is the second, this is our Tolt Strings, and we've been playing for 2 years now, and we've been performing every month, and you can see us next month, December 4th, at the Snow Valley Senior Center Craft Bazaar. We'll be doing Christmas carols in that midday. And we have a beginning string program with about 40 beginning strings throughout the district, and we meet in Carnation. And so we are just growing really fast. Last year we had 25, hi Anna. And this year we have 55 kids total. So I'm very excited about the program. This is our second year, and we're very excited to be here and be a part of our community and playing for everyone here tonight. So thank you.
Our young artist for this evening is coming up right now. His name is Sean Hakala. And is that right? And
yes.
Just you wait. Here he comes, Sean Hakala. Sean, how long have you been studying?
About 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Wow.
Coming up on 5.
That's great. That's dedication. When do you find time to practice during the day? I mean, there's all those TV, you know, things you can watch. There's video games. There's sports. You know, when do you find time to practice?
When my parents tell me to.
Awesome.
It's true.
A round for the parents. Now we'll bring up, we have a 4-H presentation.
That's right, this is a special thing. Since we're in the barn, we did the show in the barn for the first time, well, in this part of the barn, for the first time on the barn's 100th anniversary, which was in September. And Roger Thorson, his family, has been here for 100 years. They built, actually a little more before they built the barn. And those of you who know Roger know that he has, got it? Okay. That he has had some health things over the last few weeks, but he's doing really well. So just an update on that. And he's going to be, couldn't be with us tonight because he's trying to listen to his doctors. I think that's the greatest threat to him right now. He wants to get back at regular activities. Oh my gosh. So appropriate in the barn. Julia Ricks, Martin's daughter Julia here, has joined 4-H. Why, yes, it's the Eastside Rabbits and Cavies Club. And Julia has been practicing. These are, like, if you go to the 4-H barn at the Puyallup Fair, right? People have been to that? You know, the animal barns at the fair, Monroe Fairgrounds up there. See all the animals. So Julia thought it'd be instructive for everyone to know more about cavies. Does anyone know what a cavie is? Guinea pig. And your clue was? Guinea pig. So, yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a short exhibition of guinea pig or cavie judging. Let's do Tina. So this we're just going to talk a little bit. I'll be the judge and Julia will be the 4-H participant. And this is kind of a neat club. We meet down in Issaquah. I've really gotten into cavies and rabbits over the past month or two. I can tell you all about them. You can meet me here or there. Or like there's some great compressed bales of Timothy hay up at the store in Monroe. And the Issaquah Grange is an awesome place to get some of the horse pellets that you can put in the bedding. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'll just briefly show ask Julia some questions and she'll exhibit the guinea pig as if she's at the state fair. Okay. All that
squeaking.
There is a, actually, if you go type in podcasting with my name on it, you'll actually find an article, a picture of these guinea pigs being pig casted. It's true. Okay. Ready? Pose your cavie. Position to front. Thanks very much. How many toes are on the front and hind foot of your cavie?
The forefeet has 4 toes, and the back feet have 3 toes.
What is a sow?
A female.
What is a boar?
A male.
There could be a joke there, you know, like, me, your dad. What is the pedigree?
A perfect pig.
A perfect pig of a certain type. Yes. What vitamin must you provide your cavie daily?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Why is that?
People even hear me. Yeah, it works.
Oh, yes. Pivot your cavie left to right. We spend hours. Check for blindness and return cavie to the posed position. Now, what are you looking for here?
a filmy blue stuff on the eyes.
Yeah. And you don't see that.
She has a bit, though. She's always been a bit.
You're looking at the eyes. Let's see. Then the next we check for the straightness of the front and hind legs. Okay, here's one. Check for malocclusion. Nothing. What are you checking for there, Julia?
Overbite or overgrown teeth.
Yeah. Check for missing a broken toenails. I don't think so on her.
She has curly toenails. Mm-hmm.
Check for ear mites.
It's kind of hard on her. I can't even see her ears are black.
Perfect. Excellent work. Put your cavy in the carrying position. Check for a cold. This works with humans too. Now, what are you looking, checking for here?
Like little goop, wet nose and wet feet and wet eyes.
Yep. Why do you think their paws, front paws, might be wet?
Because they are touching their nose.
Yeah, they're trying to wipe their nose on their paws. Again, just like humans. Sleeves. Let's see. Check for lice and mites. That's no fun.
Hey.
Check your KB for texture.
Hey! Wait, hold on. No, she doesn't have very good texture.
Okay. And where are guinea pigs from?
Peru-ish.
Peru-ish. That's Peru-ish. That's correct. And they're not just pets there, aren't they? Are they?
No.
My sister was just down in Ecuador and came back with some stories. Kebab stories. There's a lot of other things on here. There's so many things you have to go through and learn to check your guinea pigs. And if you're in 4, how many people are in 4-H or have been in 4-H? Yeah? People who've been in it or are in it, what are the animals are you working with? Or plants? Rabbits. Are you in this club too? You're in the club? Oh, you quit the club. Okay, with Mr. Fredrickson and everything, right? Yeah, cool. Anybody else back there? I saw some hands back there, not necessarily young ones. Yeah? What are you showing? Horse. Whoa. Oh, didn't have a horse? That's okay. Does anyone know what the 4-H's stand for? Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Head.
Yeah. That's right. Hands, heart, health, and head. Right? I think that's right. Why don't you get out another pig here and show the audience just a few more and we'll keep moving through the show. We won't do the whole judging routine here. So this is Tina. She's longer hair.
This is watermelon.
Watermelon.
And this one, she's a special breed because she is a obsidian and she has a mohawk.
Show the mohawk. Yeah, this has a mohawk. Yeah. So each of these types of guinea pigs, like horses or pigs or any other animal that you might be looking at. Oh yeah. We'll get to that. Are all totally different varieties, so I'm really into this now, by the way. Like I'm really into it. It's really fun, actually. So Julie and I might have a little guinea pig contest between ourselves. So we do have to award one of these the prize based on the criteria that you have witnessed and applying them to the various pigs, how many? Yes, okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
How many will vote for watermelon being the number? How many for Tina? And poof. I guess between Tina and Poof. How many for Tina? How many for Poof? All right. Where's the ribbon? Oh. I present this ribbon to you, Poof. There it is. All right, Julia and the guinea pigs. It's kind of like the inspiration for the thing. So that's it, 4-H. That's life at our house. Well, it's kind of nice, actually, that they're on this little table instead of our dinner table next to my spaghetti. Okay. Well, let's get set up for what's next here. Looks like people are doing that. I just wanted to let people know, while things are getting set up, that, you know, still, believe it or not, still at the Carnation Library, the most checked out book is Don't Be Negative. It's still the one to look at. Don't be negative, and then you can refuse to change your life. It's sort of the next one. It's a good self. It's a self. It's an affirmation. So next we have Darlene and Marin coming up here to play some duets.
By the way, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Marin Van Ostrand, and this is Byron Ricks. And Darlene Rose and I have been playing together for maybe 3 weeks. And that's the beauty of Sound Falls, is we managed to provide an opportunity for all kinds of ensembles to occur, to be born.
Thank you.
I would like to invite Marin up to talk about the marimba in a minute. But until then, I've prepared something. Prepared something indeed. Why not update people on Little Valley News here, of course. We do have the, that's right. If you're like me and have trouble making your mind, especially when it comes to cutting your hair, should I get it cut off? Should I get it cut short? Should I leave it long in the front, long in the back? Well, for you indecisive people, why not come to Valley Mullet Works? That's right, Valley Mullet Works up here, right just off the grid between Carnation and Duval. Valley Mullet Works will help you decide, because they can't quite decide either. That's why they keep it short in the front and long in the back, and you're happy both ways. Valley Mullet Works, you can come today or mullet over for a while. I would like to invite Marin to come forward and speak about the marimba.
Actually, we'd like Zinnia 3 to come up and set up while I just talk a little bit about the marimba. So the marimba is looks like another instrument. Anybody from the audience want to say that name? Yes, up in the front. Xylophone. So the difference between a marimba and a xylophone is that on a marimba, as the bars get deeper in pitch, they not only change in length, but also in width. And that's the main difference. In this case, we're talking about a classical marimba. You have probably also heard of the African-style marimba, and perhaps there are other styles as well. This is the classical marimba. And you'll often see it in the back of an orchestra or a band. And there's also a metallic-looking xylophone or marimba, and anyone know the name of that one? That's called a vibraphone. And then there's all other kind of mallet instruments. There's the orchestra bells, which are flat, and then you have the glockenspiels, which are often played as well. They're small metallic-sounding, high-pitched instruments. And then you have, you know, chimes. Those are the large brass pipes that you might hear in an orchestra or a band. So I just wanted to let you know about all that. So I'm a percussionist, and I also play all kinds of drums. Anything that is struck with a mallet or the hand is considered a percussion instrument. So piano is also percussion. It's also string, right? And then if you play piano and you also want to try organ, you can also say you're doing a wind instrument. So it kind of expands depending on how you want to go. Okay, Byron is eager.
I was hoping we could have a further discussion about percussion without any repercussions. But okay, I'm interested. Thank you. I would now like to introduce Zinnia 3. Welcome back.
So, happy to be back again. We haven't played at the Sound Bowls for about a year now, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be here. In fact, before Byron and Marin started Sound Bowls, the three of us occasionally played sitting around my living room, and this has given us an opportunity to play more regularly, to come up with some original music. We're going to play two new original songs for you, and then follow up with a third that's sort of a standard favorite one you've heard us do before. So, thanks.
At the station, and we'll get on board the bus. We won't know our destination, that will be okay with us. Half the fun is getting there with you by my side. Life is an adventure, let's enjoy the ride. And I said, come along with me, and we will know about love. Come along with me, and wandered down the aisles, went through all the specials, pushed our cart across the tiles. You got the ingredients and make me love you more. Life is so delicious, never knowing what's in store. And I say, come along with me, and we will know about love. Come along with me, and we will know about love. Meet me at the car, and we will drive out to the beach. Wait among the fishes as they swim just out of reach. Feeling kind of nautical, lying on the sand. When you're moving close to me, life is very grand. And I say, come along with me, and we will know about love. Come along with me, and we will know about love. Rocket ship, and we'll go up to Mars, watching all the planets and counting all the stars. It's great to be together in zero gravity. The universe is infinite when you're here with me. And I say, come along with me, and we will know about love. Come along. Come along with me.
Stacy Powell wrote that song about 3 weeks ago. You think American Idol next? Yeah?
Yeah?
Watch out, Randy, right?
Randy and Simon?
Simon's not on the show.
Oh, well, good.
I think it's been replaced by what is it? Jennifer Lopez or something like that. Okay. Want to say something about this song?
Okay.
I'll say something.
Okay. I wrote this one too.
Future about to take flight.
into the world with my love and my pride, and take these simple words as your guide. My daughter's watching you grow. Here's some advice that I want you to know. Don't shy from love, stay strong and be smart. Believe in your dreams, follow your heart and sing la 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 la. La. Focus group testing to measure appeal. How do we know what is real? All of you daughters and all of you mothers, and also to sons and to fathers and brothers, what matters most is a voice from inside, and it's up to you to decide. My daughter's watching you grow. Here's some advice that I want you to know. Don't shy from love, stay strong and be smart. Believe in your dreams, follow your heart, sing la 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 la. La.
Obviously, I wrote that to the two most important people in my life, my two little girls, and I would actually like to invite one of my little girls up tonight, Ava Powell. Come on up here. Could you stand right over here, Ava? So, before you do anything, I have something for you. Has never been on the Soundfall stage before, and she has a little poem she'd like to share with you today. And so we thought that this would make the poem just a little bit better.
Complainin' Jack by Shel Silverstein. This morning, my old Jack in the Box popped out, and he wouldn't get back in the box. He cried, "Hey, there's a tack in the box, and it's cutting me through and through. There's also a crack in the box, and I never find a snack in the box. And sometimes I hear a quack in the box, because a duck lives in here too." Complain, complain was all he did. Finally, I had to close the lid.
Anyway, I'm very proud. Okay. We have one more. This is a favorite. Feel free to sing along.
Give a little bit of your love to me. Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love to you. There's so much that we need to share. send a smile and show you care. Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So give a little bit, give a little bit of your time to me. See the man with the lonely eyes, take his hand, you'd be surprised. Give a little bit, give a little bit of your love. Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my life for you. Now's the time that we need to share, so find yourself, we're on our way back home. We're going home. Don't you need to feel at home? Oh yeah, we gotta sing.
Thank you.